The Doors of Eden by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Sophie Aldred. Her name was Lee, short for Lisa Pryor, which technically was short for Lisa Chandra Pryor. But when her grandparents came to England from Pakistan, the immigration authorities had been having a rough day, and so Pryor was what went on the paperwork. Her parents still called her Lisa, but Mal called her Lee, and that was the important thing. After a while, her other friends did too, because what Mal said tended to stick. Mal was short for Elsinore Mallory, because her parents came from a particular social stratum where that was perfectly acceptable. However, she never forgave them for it. They were 19. Lee was studying zoology at Reading, Mal was reading English Lit at Oxford, an establishment so exclusive that they had a whole other verb for what you did there. They'd only been friends in school because Lee's parents had pushed hard to get her somewhere good, and Mal's parents had lost their starched white shirts on some dodgy stock market deal, so couldn't afford to send her to an expensive private establishment. The moment she'd first met Mal was engraved in Lee's mind. A thin white girl, sitting on her own, because she was, frankly, pretty much insufferable at age 13. She'd come over from a very posh school that had told her she was better than everyone else. Being 13, she'd told her new peers that too, and had been surprised to discover they hadn't agreed. So Mal had been alone in the cloakroom, shoulders hunched inwards, head down, reading Lyle Watson's The Nature of Things, and Lee had a tatty second-hand copy of that very book back home. She had never run into anyone else who'd read it. It was bonkers too, pure Fortiana about the secret life of the inanimate world. Here, for the first time ever, was someone else who was interested in that stuff. Mal had looked up defensively, anticipating more mockery from the chubby Pakistani girl who was staring wide-eyed at her. Yet somehow she'd understood exactly what Lee was after. From that moment, they'd been inseparable. Lee's parents didn't know what to make of her, and Mal certainly didn't know what to make of Lee, but neither of them cared. There followed years of sharing everything, from Dungeons and Dragons campaigns to their first intimate experience. This deepening of their relationship had seemed inevitable to both of them, but none of their parents ever guessed at it, locked into a mindset where such things didn't happen. Their other shared pastime was hunting monsters.